Salt water from Florida's coastline is regularly drawn into the edges of our underground drinking water supplies. That becomes more of a problem, though, during periods of drought. I'm Kevin Pierce with the Florida Environment. As Florida's drinking water comes mostly from underground aquifers, a phenomenon called saltwater intrusion is a threat, especially when the aquifer's recharge, rainfall, is slowed by drought. Barclay Shoemaker is a USGS hydrologist.
What scientists usually call the transition zone between freshwater and saltwater near the coast, that moves around in response to natural forces such as rainfall and sea level rise, but it also moves in response to human forces like pumpage, groundwater withdrawals for drinking water and for agricultural purposes.
But natural forces, like the present drought, magnify saltwater intrusion's effect.
When there's no rainfall, the difference between rainfall and ET, that's the infiltration called net recharge, it controlled the interface position very strongly, more so than any of the other forces out there, such as pumpage and sea level rise. So when you get a drought condition, it makes you especially vulnerable to saltwater intrusion.
There's more at FloridaEnvironment.com. Thanks to SWFCE, the Southwest Florida Council for Environment Education, and its members, including Kraft Construction.